Message number 32. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Roman numeral number 1. Looking away unto Jesus. Hebrews 12:2a. Hebrews 12:2. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. A. The Greek word translated looking away unto denotes looking with undivided attention by turning away from every other object. B. The Hebrew believers had to look away from all the things in their environment, away from their old religion, Judaism, and its persecution, and away from all earthly things, that they might look unto Jesus, who is now seated on the right hand of the throne of God in the heavens. 1:3. Who, being the effulgence of his glory, and the impress of his substance, and upholding and bearing all things by the word of his power, having made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. C. If we would enjoy the heavenly Christ, we need to look away from all things on earth unto him. D. The wonderful Jesus, who is enthroned in the heavens and crowned with glory and honor, is the greatest attraction in the universe. E. It is by being attracted by his charming beauty that we look away from all things other than him, so that we may run with endurance the race which is set before us. 12:1. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, run with endurance the race which is set before us. Roman numeral number 2. The Christian life is a race. Every saved Christian must run the race to win the prize. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way, that you may lay hold. A. The prize is not salvation in a common sense, but a reward in a special sense. B. The Apostle Paul ran the race and won the prize. 1. An encumbrance is a weight, burden, or impediment. The runners of the race strip off every unnecessary weight, every encumbering burden, that nothing may impede them from winning the race. 2. The unique entangling sin in Hebrews 12 was the willful sin of forsaking the assembling together with the saints, of giving up the new covenant way in God's economy, and of going back to Judaism. 3. Both the encumbering weight and the entangling sin would have frustrated the Hebrew believers and restrained them from running the heavenly race in the new covenant way of following Jesus. 4. We need to run with endurance, asking the Lord to direct our hearts into the love of God and into the endurance of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the endurance of Christ. A. The love is our love toward God, issuing from the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts. B. This endurance is to endure with the endurance of Christ that we have enjoyed and experienced.
Roman numeral 3. Jesus is the author of faith, the originator, the inaugurator, the source, and the cause of faith. A. The faith of the believer is actually not their own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith. 1. Our believing is our appreciation of Christ as a reaction to his attraction. Romans 10:17. So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. 2. In the natural man, we have no believing ability. We do not have faith by ourselves. 3. The faith by which we are saved is the precious faith that we had received from the Lord, the God-allotted faith. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith, equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. 4. When we look away unto Jesus, He, as a life-giving Spirit, transfuses us with Himself, with His believing element. 5. This faith is not of ourselves, but of Him who imparts Himself as a believing element into us, that He may believe for us. B. Faith is a substantiating ability, a sixth sense. The sense by which we substantiate, give substance to, the things unseen or hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. 1. Substantiating is the ability that enables us to realize substance. 2. The function of our five senses is to substantiate the things of the outside of the world, transferring all the object items into us to become our subjective experience. 3. As the eyes is the seeing, the ears the hearing, and the nose is the smelling, so faith, our spirit of faith, is the organ whereby we substantiate everything in unseen spiritual word to us. 2 Corinthians 4:13. In having the same spirit of faith according to the which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Small a. We must exercise our spirit of faith, our mingled spirit, to believe and speak the things that we have experienced of the Lord. Small b. Faith is in our spirit, which is mingled with the Holy Spirit. Not in our mind, doubts are in our mind. 4. We do not regard, look at, the things which are seen and temporarily, nor the things which are not seen and internal. Small a. The Christian life is the life of things unseen. Small b. The degradation of the church is the degradation from unseen things to seen things. C. The Lord's recovery is to recover His church from things seen to things unseen. 5. Faith is to believe that God is. 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, to make God happy. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to well pleasing to Him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. 7. He who comes forward to God must believe that He is. Small a. To believe that God is to believe that He is everything to us, and that we are nothing. B. To believe that God is implies that we are not. He must be the only one, the unique one in everything, and we must be nothing in everything. 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translations, he obtained the testimony that he had been well-pleasing to God. C. To believe that God is to deny ourselves. In the whole universe He is, and all of us are nothing. D. The Lord was saying, I am the great I am. I am the one who is. You must believe that I am, and you are not. E. This is faith. Oh, the joy of having nothing and being nothing. seeing nothing, but a living Christ in glory, and being careful for nothing but his interests down here.
Roman numeral 4. Jesus is a perfecter, the finisher, the completer of our faith. A. As we look away unto him continually, he will finish and complete the faith that we need for the running of the heavenly race. B. When we look away unto him, he ministers heaven, life, and strength to us, transfusing and infusing us with all that he is, that we may be able to run the heavenly race and live the heavenly life on earth. C. We all have the same faith in quality, but the quantity of faith we have depends upon how much we contact the living God so that we may have him increased in us. 1. Faith in the progressing stage comes through our contacting the triune God who is faith in us. 2. The way to receive such a faith is to contact its source, the Lord, the process and consummated God, by calling on him, praying to him, and pray reading his word. 4:2. For indeed we have had the good news announced to us, even as they also, but the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lust, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 3. When we contact him, he is overflowing within us, and there is a mutuality of faith among us. We are encouraged through the faith which is in one another. D. Our regenerated spirit, our spirit of faith, is the victory that overcomes the Satan-organized and usurped world, the great irrepressible and unlimited power of faith motivates thousands to suffer for the Lord, risk their lives, and become overcoming sent ones and martyrs for the carrying out of God's eternal economy, which is in faith. Testimony. I serve in the Young People District, but during Lord's Day meetings, when the young people often weren't focused or wouldn't listen even when I reminded them, I too would become distracted by this and be unable to enjoy the Lord. But thank the Lord, at one point, I was enlightened that within me there was a law stating young people must be like this, and that this law was keeping me distant from the Lord himself and from enjoying him. I confess my sins to the Lord. Lord Jesus, forgive me for judging others by my own law. I turn my heart towards you. I look away only unto you. After praying in this way, the inner flow of the Holy Spirit returned, and I was not only able to enjoy the Lord myself, but also to lead the brothers and sisters around me in the Spirit and supply them with Christ. Prayer. Oh Lord Jesus, I turn my eyes away from all other things, my workplace environment, my children's education, and everything else, and look away solely unto you, the author and perfecter of my faith. This faith does not come from me, but is imparted to me by you. I know that in all things I am nothing, and I believe in you, the one and the unique one.